The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I have a series of will anyone admit questions. It could be one of us. All right. There are some of them where I guess I don't know for a fact that someone on the show won't go, no, I did that. This one, I'm pretty sure I know. Will anybody admit they are dating someone right now, but also fooling around on them with one of their friends? You think anyone admits that? Do we get that call or text?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, easily. We get that.
You think easily. We're going to get a lot of it?
Oh,
I think so.
I don't know. We've
at least somebody listening that is doing that.
Yeah, we have that theory on this show that no matter what the crazy scenario we can come up with, there's going to be at least one person who's into that or doing that or done that or has firsthand experience.
And I think when challenged, the people who do something like that, like they're cheating, they like the thrill of it. So they like to call in I can call in and say that this is happening and I still won't get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-800.
Life to be living, huh?
947-3979.
I had a friend in college who dated this guy. He was super sweet. They were a great couple. And we all partied for his birthday one night. And then we all got up and we were like, hey, man, where's your girlfriend? And then she came out of his roommate's room. It was bad. And apparently it had been going on for a long time.
Wow.
Their roommates, best friends, had gone to high school together and everything.
Oh,
and
boy.
She just got a little, they got a little sloppy that night.
Bit
and
comfortable.
The secret was out. It was wild.
Yikes.
And then they got married. The other best friend that she cheated on.
Wow.
Like she got married to the other guy. And our friend was his best man.
Wow.
Wait
a minute.
Boy, he really didn't want to give up that friendship.
He dated this girl as his high school sweetheart. We were in college. And that's when, I don't know, probably like our sophomore, junior year. So at that point, they've been dating for years. And she cheated on with his best friend. She marries the best friend. And then the best friend's like, hey, bud. You want to be in my wedding?
You want to be my best man?
Some dudes, that guy code's real strong.
It's crazy.
I knew some guys in college where they were friends, and the one guy's girlfriend cheated on him with the other guy. Similar to that, they weren't best friends, but they were close.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were at a party we were at, and they start talking. And everybody's kind of giving them that look like, is this going to get bad? And so finally, you hear the guy that got cheated on say, all right, you pick. Face or stomach? And the other guy said stomach, and he punched him as hard as he could in the stomach, and the other guy went down and made, you know, like sounds, and then he got up and they drank together the rest of the night, and they were friends ever after that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's dirt road currency right there.
It is.
Was it Paul McCartney and Eric Clapton? Didn't
it
they like
George Harrison?
Yeah,
George Harrison's wife Patty then had an affair with Eric Clapton. They divorced, and then Eric Clapton married her, and he and George Harrison the whole time were best friends.
And then didn't George Harrison and Ringo Starr pass around somebody too?
I don't think so.
Wasn't that a thing?
I don't think it was.
Hmm.
Hold on. Got to get the harmonizer ready to roll here. Jimbo in a state. Hi, Jimbo.
Hey, how are you?
We said, will anyone admit they were dating someone and fooling around with one of their friends? Yours is a long time ago, but still very pertinent. What happened?
Well, I've been married to the same woman for 34 years, 33 years. And her sister's a couple years younger than her. My wife was 19 when we got married. Her sister was 17.
Okay.
And she constantly, I mean, you know, would do things, you know, touch me and this and that. And she wanted a dirty dance. And
the little sister?
And yeah, the little sister. And so ended up, you know, banging, you know, hitting at things for about 2 years.
Oh, boy.
2 years?
After I was married. And to this day, my wife doesn't know. My sister-in-law, she got married and has got a couple kids, and her husband doesn't know. But yeah, it's kind of a...
Wow. Do y'all ever, like, make eye contact at a family get-together? Like, when somebody makes a joke, and you kind of make that awkward eye contact and...
Yes.
In 30 years, that's a big secret to keep squelched.
And every now and then, you know, she'll come by and she'll, like, rub her butt on me, or you know what I mean?
Like, letting you know you could still if you wanted to.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Exactly, yeah.
Jimbo,
you don't want to go back to that.
If you heard from her today and she said, hey, want to get together, what would you do?
I'd go and bang it. I mean, I love, dude, I love my wife, but this girl is a woman. Now she's a woman now. She is so hot and sexy, I swear.
Man, Lord, oh, man.
Sounds like you chose the wrong sister, my
friend. Thank you, Jimbo.
Dang, Jimbo.
You think if he was with the younger one, he'd want to get the older one?
Probably.
I don't know. It depends on how slutty his wife is.
Okay, well,
I appreciate the honesty, Jimbo.
We definitely got one from that one, Steve. Good question and a good answer. I agree.
See, and he likes it. That's the thing, too. Like, I think there are just some people who like cheating and who get like that thrill from
the
it.
Excitement, sure.
And like you said, he loves his wife, and it's almost like I'm not doing it to hurt her, but it's still bad. Like, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that seems pretty straightforward, right? How about this one? I'll give you a different one. Will anyone admit that they have very low standards when it comes to dating?
Yes.
Seriously? Yes.
No. I mean, yes, people will admit that. Plenty of people have low standards.
I mean, everybody knows if it either, maybe it's you, but I can think of people that we've known over the years, Hot Wings, or that I've known myself, where you're like, I don't know why he's after these people.
No. Where you're like, boy, somebody really just wants a warm body, don't they?
Yeah. I'd always, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'd rather.
She's not attractive. She's kind of mean. Yes, but she's willing to put out, so it's fine for him. Okay.
And I'm sure it's the same for women where it's like, I don't know why she's with him. That standard is so low.
Yeah, my friends called me out this weekend. My girlfriends were great. They were so funny. They were like, yeah, remember that guy? He was like a walking red flag. And then they were like, yeah, Kelly dated him for a year. I was like, I did.
Really?
He sucked. And I knew it. But I was just like, nah, whatever.
Really?
There was just a point in my life when I was dating. I was kind of like, nah, whatever.
Warm body.
Yeah, warm body. Fill in a blank is what I used to tell people because they'd be like, oh, man, don't get your feelings hurt. And I'd say, don't worry. You're just a blank I'm filling.
And they
sounds like you were a blank they were filling.
So mad. Yes, we were all just filling each other up with all kinds of blanks.
When they said, don't get your feelings hurt, and then you said that back, did they get their feelings hurt?
Of course they did.
Yes,
anybody
absolutely.
Would. It's so rude.
Who wants to hear that?
It's so rude. But that's
I have
how
no
I was
feelings
when I was
for
dating.
You at all.
I was going through a time in my life where I was like, I'm going to hurt some feelings.
You can die and I won't hold my breath for a second.
Yeah,
really bother me.
Low self-esteem, low standards. They go hand in hand. It's great.
Will anyone admit that they kept their ex's last name after the divorce just to piss them off?
Oh,
yes.
Yes, definitely.
That's another group that we'll call. Yeah, I did that.
Definitely.
1-800-947-3979.
The guy that I used to work with in Atlanta, this happened to him, and his last name is Dollar, and I don't know if it's real or fake, but it doesn't matter. But he is a media personality, and his ex-wife took his last name and did this like Jessica Shops and like on the dollar kind of thing, and she used his last name
like as part
for
of the
her
marketing
little catch line. And the morning show he was on before he and I worked together, they would have her on as like a segment for like, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. Jessica Shops.
Yeah.
And then when they got divorced, she kept it up and she was super successful, like a cute little social media butterfly before influencers were a thing.
Yeah.
And man, he hated it. He was like, I wish she changed that name. I was like, I bet you do.
But she ain't going to. And then he got married again. Now.
And I thought, well, now that he's getting married again, she'll probably change it or do something. Nope. She was owning it. So then
even if she did get remarried, she probably would have kept it.
All of her social media stuff was still that. And then his new wife was kind of like, is this weird to be mad about for me? I was like, I don't know. I think it's hilarious. Mm.
Do you think anybody will admit that they love their pet more than their mate?
Yes.
Yes.
These are all slam dunks, aren't they?
Yeah, that one is a no-brainer.
People admit to that when we don't ask sometimes.
Well, a lot of people after breakups, too, will say, I miss the dog more than I miss them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
happens
that does
all
happen.
The time.
I want someone to call who loves their pet more than their child.
That's a good one. This text, Kelly worked for Creflo Dollar. No, not the same dollar. But I love the question. Let's see. This text, is it just me or is it normally men date who they can and women date who they want? You think that's a fair statement?
I'm not the person to ask because I date like a man.
You date who you can?
Yeah. Out there keeping every fish I caught. You know what I mean?
I think I date like a woman then. I date who I want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty choosy. So, but I think
the world is topsy-turvy.
I think women have more opportunities than guys do. Because guys are generally more of a desperate species.
But don't you think you could have had more opportunities, Hot Wings, if you would have planted more seeds, so to speak, that might grow to fruition? I mean, maybe.
The last night
I was on campus at college, I went out and was running into all sorts of people that I had classes with for 4 years. And my buddy was walking around with me. And at the end of the night, he goes, why weren't you getting laid all the time? Because of how many people I talked to that night, women who were like, why did we never date? And I'm like, I thought you were out of my league. Like, it's the most blue-balled night in the history of my life.
And you still went home alone?
Yeah!
Wow, that's amazing.
By the end of that night, I mean, talk about missing all of the clues.
Yeah, even that night.
There was this is terrible. I'm not even telling it.
But Freebeard just skipped along like, well, maybe next time.
That was crazy, but I don't want to get serious now. I'm moving tomorrow.
I said that essentially to a woman who had her hand down the back of my shirt and the other hand on the inside of my left thigh. I said, plus I got to get up early. And then I left.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a sad face on the picnic table when I walked away.
Those boxes aren't going to move themselves.
Yeah. It all worked out.
Got an early day ahead of me tomorrow.
Yeah. Got to get up and at him.
Very practical person. Andy joins us. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Good. Can you check one of these off? Will anybody admit? What are you admitting?
I'm admitting that I love my dogs more than my son, and he knows it.
Your son knows it?
Yep.
He's not like six, is he?
I'm like, I love you dearly, but I love my dogs more.
What kind of dogs are they?
I have what I refer to as a super mutt. He's like six different breeds.
Okay.
And then husky.
Oh, yeah. Checks out.
Yeah.
I like those better than kids, too.
Wait, how old is your son?
I'll send pictures.
How old is your son?
Send us pictures of your dog and your son so we can determine if your love is accurate.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, I wonder how old his son is. Like 5, 10, 15? Yeah.
Yeah. Is he an age that he can laugh about that, or are you just ruining him forever?
Yeah. What is the?
Or your dog's gonna go missing, and then your kid becomes a serial killer because dad never loved him enough.
Right. Right. Yeah, this is when he learns to skin things.
Yeah. Damn it, Andy. Yeah. Look at what you did.
This text: if the dog and I were tied to a railroad track and unconscious, I know for a fact my wife would untie the dog first.
Yeah.
Probably true. All right. More. Would you admit? Let's see if we can get. Will anyone admit to being a gold digger and actively digging for gold right now?
Oh, yes. Plenty of that.
Well, and I'll give. Okay, so that one's it's more for women unfairly. That's a term that's applied to women more than men. So let me give one that technically could be both genders, but often would be more than men, more men. So any woman willing to admit that she's actively gold digging right now, or any man willing to admit they go to happy ending massage places on a regular basis.
Oh my gosh.
Both of those next. Right.